Barely a year after spending several hundred thousand dollars to remodel a building in Prospector, the Park City School District is moving forward on plans for a new 20,000 square foot building. It will house the Park City Center for Advanced Professional Studies, or PCCAPS, and provide space for the district's professional development. Park City School District Superintendent Ember Conley says the lease on the current PCCAPS building in Prospector will be up in a year. In addition, she says the district plans to see the Park City CAPS program expand.
Looking at expanding some of our STEM, so science, technology, engineering, and math, being able to do some blended learning, even have some flexible scheduling where some of the students could either come in the morning, come in the evening. So it would really be a multi-use building.
She says the district also needs space for professional development of the teaching staff.
As we grow, so does our staff, and having an area that we can actually host professional development in a good setting. It's very difficult for us in our current setting to have all of our staff and to actually host good professional development.
The building will be constructed near Treasure Mountain Junior High School and the Learning Center. The district will likely have soils and setback issues off of Highway 248 or Kearns Boulevard, but they'll work through those, says Conley. They'll also plan to use sustainable building practices in construction. Conley says they're on a fast track to complete the structure by the 2015-2016 school year.
The August 2015 is the ultimate end date, so you have to start from there and then work backwards. I've seen bigger buildings built in less time, so I think if that's what the board then decides the direction that we need to go, I would say yes, we have time.
The funding for the $5 million building will come out of the capital budget. That's distinguished from the budget that pays employees' salaries.
We have two different pots of money. One is a capital budget, and the other then is our M&O, so our maintenance and operation. And those are two completely separate sets that can only be used for specific areas of spending. And so we do have the money in our capital budget.
That's Park City School District Superintendent Ember Conley. The school board will discuss the new building at Tuesday's board meeting beginning at 4 p.m. at the school district offices on Kearns Boulevard. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.